at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, video game performers in the SAG-AFTRA union are now on strike. Many are worried that gaming companies would have AI use their likenesses, their voices, and their performances.
I can crawl all over the floor and the walls as, you know, such and such creature, and they will argue that that is not subject to their AI protections.
We'll tell you more about the negotiations. We will also continue our Life Kit series, talking a bit about water safety. That story and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Kent, excuse me, something went down wrong. Kansas City's Wire Town features two of the city's finest guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. They are in the spotlight this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, an hour of Kansas City Jazz Originals, live at Green Lady Lounge tomorrow evening at 6 on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and humid with a low only around 70 degrees. It's 92 in Lawrence and 93 in Topeka, and the time is 3:20.
Trevor Hagen and CJ Camerari, you get a lot of songs that includes lyrics improvised on the spot.
That first moment of inspiration strikes, but I don't know how it's going to get there. You just trust and go. You're just singing in the dark.
That conversation in the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations. 7 to 10 a.m., Scott Simon and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
The fentanyl business, now that argument didn't really hold water with a lot of U.S. agents, but they were seen as really the principal operators of that business.
On Wall Street, stocks rallied, finishing higher across the board today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Democratic former Governor Kathleen Sebelius are endorsing opposing candidates in the primary race for Kansas Senate District 2, which includes much of Lawrence. Daniel Caudill has more.
Kelly is endorsing longtime incumbent Marcy Francisco. The two joined the legislature around the same time and have a close relationship. Will Lawrence is Kelly's chief of staff. He says Francisco has reliably supported the governor's goals, including Kelly's recent vetoes of tax cuts.
Senator Francisco has been there to sustain all those vetoes.
Francisco's challenger, Representative Christina Haswood, broke with the governor by voting to override one of those tax vetoes. She's got the support of former Governor Sebelius. Haswood says she's grateful for her support and wants to see more young people in office. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A Jackson County judge has ordered a 15-year-old boy charged with shooting a gun at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade in February to serve a term at a state facility for youths. The Kansas City Star reports that the decision was handed down yesterday by a Jackson County family court judge. Earlier this month, the judge accepted the teen boy's admission that he committed the charge of unlawful use of a weapon by knowingly discharging or firing a firearm at a person. Prosecutors then dismissed a second charge, armed criminal action. The February 14th shooting at Kansas City's Union Station killed 43-year-old Lisa Lopez Galvan of Kansas City and injured at least 20 others. Two other teenagers have also been charged in the shooting. Federal officials issued a $10 million bounty yesterday for a North Korean national wanted for allegedly hacking a Kansas hospital. Peggy Lowe explains.
A federal grand jury has charged North Korean Rim Jong-hyuk for ransomware attacks and cyber espionage. He allegedly targeted the unnamed Kansas hospital and systems in four other states in 2021. FBI Special Agent Steven Cyrus says the hackers used the money for larger targets.
In this case, we have seen North Korean actors target U.S. hospitals and public health providers, launder the proceeds, and then use these proceeds to conduct additional computer intrusions on companies that provide some of our most sophisticated military weapon systems.
Cyrus said the Kansas hospital worked with the FBI to uncover the hacking. I'm Peggy Lowe.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight and humid with a low around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s, still humid tomorrow night with lows in the lower 70s. We will really see temperatures climbing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, highs in the lower 90s Sunday and in the upper 90s for Monday, near 100 for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It is 3:35.
This is All Things Considered. All Things Considered from NPR News. Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Plenty to talk about this afternoon. Of course, I feel like I say that every day, but it's true. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then an examination of Donald Trump's relationship with Israel, as former President Trump was meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today. We will also learn more about some of the attacks that are being expected as Vice President Kamala Harris moves closer to being the Democratic presidential nominee. What can we expect to see from the political ads? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, celebrating 10 years in your new library home with music, food, games, and an outdoor family movie. Friday, July 26th on the library lawn. Information at lplks.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
Habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
I'm Peter Sagal. The Democrats finally have a candidate with that one quality all Americans want, not being either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Join us for the consensus choice of news quizzes. Wait, wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows tonight only around 70, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4 o'clock.
Third up, 59. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info Booth, Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
92 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka, 93 in Chanute. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence from the University of Kansas. It's your place for NPR News. Listen online anytime at Kansas Public Radio. You'll always hear us at 91.5 in Lawrence, but also 99.5 in Manhattan, 89.9 in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will visit Georgia. Talk with some of the voters who could be key to deciding who takes Georgia for the Electoral College. We'll get an update on the Park Fire in California near Chico. It has grown almost exponentially. And you may notice we're hearing a lot of Prince this afternoon. We are going to commemorate Purple Rain's 40th anniversary. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday. Tonight, a salute to composer Jerry Goldsmith, one of the absolute greats, one of the most innovative and influential composers in film. Music from films including Chinatown, Planet of the Apes, The Omen, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. The time is 4:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Lows around 70 tonight. Highs in the upper 80s tomorrow, but it's going to be very humid. Still going to feel very hot. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
To end the trading week on Wall Street after some encouraging reports on inflation and profits at some big tech companies. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Democratic former Governor Kathleen Sebelius are endorsing opposing candidates in the primary race for Kansas Senate District 2, which includes much of Lawrence. Daniel Caudill reports.
Kelly is endorsing longtime incumbent Marcy Francisco. The two joined the legislature around the same time and have a close relationship. Will Lawrence is Kelly's chief of staff. He says Francisco has reliably supported the governor's goals, including Kelly's recent vetoes of tax cuts.
Senator Francisco has been there to sustain all those vetoes.
Francisco's challenger, Representative Christina Haswood, broke with the governor by voting to override one of those tax vetoes. She's got the support of former Governor Sebelius. Haswood says she's grateful for her support and wants to see more young people in office. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A driverless semi-truck got away from its driver and rolled 300 feet through a residential area in Lawrence yesterday afternoon, striking power lines and crashing into the foundation of a home on Main Street, just north of the construction site for the new University of Kansas football stadium. A news release from the Lawrence Douglas County Fire and Medical Group says the incident caused only minor damage and no injuries were reported. LDCFM investigators are looking into the cause of the truck's brake failure. Kansas beef production is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and new studies are assessing the environmental impact of different methods for raising cattle in North America. The research looks into the carbon emissions from different types of cattle production. It found that because there will continue to be a market demand for beef, the most sustainable option forward would be managing the greenhouse gas emissions cattle produce. Tong Wong of South Dakota State University led the study. She says the lowest carbon emissions come from grass-fed cattle raised on land where the plants pull carbon into the earth.
If they kind of say that there is a certain management practices to sequester carbon in the grassland, then that management practices could be promoted.
The federal government requested the study because the lack of a clear data on the environmental effects from different types of beef production. It's 4:35.
Support for
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday morning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition starts off your day and your week just right with the latest news and more.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of different frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will learn more about the situation in France. Arsonists set fire to train lines there, stranding tens of thousands of passengers, including Olympic athletes, as the Paris Games start. Opening ceremony just wrapped up. We'll talk about it. Plus, the arrest of a key man in the Sinaloa drug cartel. All of that coming up shortly here on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things / Banking for Business. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It's going to be humid tonight. Lows around 70. Humid tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s. It'll probably feel warmer than that. It's 92 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 93 in Emporia, and 92 in Atchison. It's 5 o'clock.
The company says it made an offer that includes wage and health care improvements. That could add more headaches for airline travel if they do strike, which was disrupted by a technology outage last week. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
92 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka, 93 in Abilene, and the time is 5:06.
El Mayo's Place.
That's NPR's Ada Peralta in Mexico City. Thanks for your reporting.
Thank you, Ari.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies as well, and we're always streaming 24/7 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, of course. Then we will learn about the election that is going on down in Venezuela. We'll learn about video game performers going on strike. And we will meet Ashley Johnson, one of the best water polo goalkeepers in the world. She is at the Olympics. We'll talk with her coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, quite humid, lows around 70. Tomorrow, continued humid with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Could see a thunderstorm here or there. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's going to feel warmer than that, though. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, humid, a low in the lower 70s. Highs in the lower 90s for Sunday. Upper 90s for Monday. Highs hovering around 100 Tuesday and Wednesday. 93 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Here's a riddle. What do you get when you send two trumpet players and a singer into a barn? Kitty Brickell, Trevor Hagen, and C.J. Camerari, you get a lot of songs that includes lyrics improvised on the spot.
That first moment of inspiration strikes, but I don't know how it's going to get there. You just trust and go. You're just singing in the dark.
That conversation in the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Democratic former Governor Kathleen Sebelius are endorsing opposing candidates in the primary race for Kansas Senate District 2, which includes much of Lawrence. Daniel Caudill reports.
Kelly is endorsing longtime incumbent Marcy Francisco. The two joined the legislature around the same time and have a close relationship. Will Lawrence is Kelly's chief of staff. He says Francisco has reliably supported the governor's goals, including Kelly's recent vetoes of tax cuts.
Senator Francisco has been there to sustain all those vetoes.
Francisco's challenger, Representative Christina Haswood, broke with the governor by voting to override one of those tax vetoes. She's got the support of former Governor Sebelius. Haswood says she's grateful for her support and wants to see more young people in office. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, a Kansas Republican, joined leaders at the University of Kansas today to announce funding for the KU Cancer Center and health system. Moran announced a federal investment of $10 million to go towards a new cancer research and patient care facility at KU's Kansas City, Kansas campus. Moran says he hopes the federal funding will speed research at the facility.
What I've always thought that research, medical research, was about is hope that things are going to improve, get better, and we're going to rid ourselves of this terribly damaging disease.
Moran announced an additional $10 million allocated for cardiovascular equipment for the University of Kansas Health System. He says he's working on additional federal resources for these projects, and he hopes more money will come in the future. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight, quite humid, lows around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and humid with a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s, but it will feel warmer than that due to the humidity. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, humid, lows in the lower 70s. We will see temperatures getting even higher next week, highs in the lower 90s for Sunday. Upper 90s for Monday, right around 100 degrees for Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. It's 5:35.
Support for
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay with us. We are closing in on 6 o'clock. At 6:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then, as Vice President Kamala Harris moves closer to the Democratic presidential nomination, some Republicans are focusing their attacks on her race and on her gender.
They're trying to resort to scaring people using racist and sexist tropes.
how Harris's identity is shaping her campaign. Sarah McCammon will tell us all about it, and we will meet an Olympic surfer. It's all coming up on KPR.
T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
And Peter Sagal, the Democrats finally have a candidate with that one quality all Americans want, not being either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Join us for the consensus choice of news quizzes. Wait, wait, from NPR.
Join us beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR quiz show. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.